Jesus Christ. Amen. In the Old Testament reading for this Lord's Day, we hear the ancient story of Cain and Abel, and of how Cain, envious because of God's acceptance of his brother Abel's sacrifice, decides to kill his brother. And when confronted by God with his sin, Cain abdicates responsibility with those memorable yet sad words, "Am I my brother's keeper?" But that isn't just the question of the first murderer. It is the question of all the offspring of Adam's lost and lonely race. For in one way or another, all Adam's progeny, and that includes every last one of us, keep on saying year after troubled year, some of us to be sure in a rather refined and delicate way, others in ways just like Cain, "Am I my brother's keeper? Am I my brother's keeper?" I'm frankly ashamed to admit it, but I do have to admit it. I too find myself saying that very thing when I see these poor men and women standing in the road begging. I must confess that I find myself getting angry, not only with them, but perhaps even more with the fact that such conditions are permitted to exist in this perhaps wealthiest of nations. I too find myself asking, "Am I my brother's keeper?" My heart, far too often, is a hard heart. Of course, heaven only knows what can be done to help, but I can at least take kindly notice of these poor people, share a kind word with them, direct them to help, even when, as is most often the case, I have no cash on me. So dependent have I become on my little plastic card. I mention all this not to parade one of my many shortcomings, but as a way of trying to show how far we have come from that image of God in which we once were made. For when Holy Scripture, God's Word written, tells us that you and I are made in the image of God, God is telling us that we are mysteriously yet truly made to be like Him. And what is that image of God? It is the image of God revealed in Jesus, who Himself shows us the Father and sends the Holy Spirit, and in doing that, shows us that God is no solitary being, but that eternal sharing, that eternal communion, that sharing of love among the three persons of the one God, the eternal movement of love among the persons of the Holy Trinity. You and I have been made in the image of God, who is mysteriously yet truly three in one, and so a communion of everlasting love. God is one, but God is not solitary. And so you and I, who have been made in his image, can't fulfill God's purpose in making us so if we try to shut ourselves up in splendid isolation, saying in effect, am I my brother's keeper? The only possible answer for anyone who believes in the triune God, that eternal communion of love, can only be, yes, I am my brother's, my sister's keeper. That is what we are called to be. And this present life is a school of love, in which, however slowly, however haltingly, we are called to take our first baby steps in that sharing kind of life, which is the communion of saints here and hereafter. The eternal Son of God, out of pure compassion for us mortal sinners, became our brother, conceived in the womb of the Holy Virgin, clothed in our poor flesh and blood, that he might offer to God the Father that perfect life of love as our substitute before the Father, and on the cross endure the penalty for all our sin, revealed in the words of Cain, am I my brother's keeper? God the Father raised his Son from death to show that Jesus' sacrifice has been accepted, that all that needed to be done has been done, so that all our sin is freely and fully forgiven, our pardon sealed in heaven. For all those who know themselves to be but poor sinners, yet take refuge in Jesus' holy wounds. In the gospel for this day, that very familiar parable of the Pharisee and the tax collector, we hear that it was not the proud, smug, self-satisfied Pharisee who returned to his home put right with God, but rather the poor tax collector who knew that he had no claim on God, but depended entirely on his mercy, which is over us all our days, until that last day when we shall go not down to our homes, but up, up to the heavenly home which in his love God prepared for us before the foundation of the world. And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen. I believe in one God, the Father.